This call is being recorded.
Ready? All right, welcome to the Cabazon Water District regular board meeting for Tuesday, April 21st, 2026 at 6 p.m. Stand for Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Moment of silence and remembrance for our servicemen and women. Okay, please be seated.
Director Nala Keith.
Present.
Director Gil Perez.
Here.
Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Board Vice Chair Chaffee Brault.
Here.
Board Chair Terry Tincher.
Here.
And General Manager James Clark.
You almost did it. Okay, I need an approval for the Finance Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of March 17, 2025, and the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of March 17, 2025.
I make a motion to approve the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of March 17, 2025, and the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of March
17,
2025.
26, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
26.
You still haven't changed that.
Oh, on my notes it's changed. On here it's not? No. Okay.
I was reading.
Okay. Anyways, motion to approve.
Warrants, none. Awards of contracts, none.
To approve consent calendar items A and B, made by Director Carlin, second by Director Perez. Director Keith?
Aye.
Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brault.
Aye.
And Board Chair Tincher.
Aye. All right, now we'll do warrants none, awards or contracts none, and move on to new business. Okay, one, we have a discussion action item for purchase of property for a new production well site, and it's pending for Krieger Sewer's preliminary review of site.
So, a little background. Right now, we have grant funding for the design and specs for a new production well. We just need to find a property for it. So, Krieger and Stewart, they're our engineering firm. They have like 95% of the plans done. They just need to design them specifically to a property. And we had a property we were looking at over by the dinosaurs, but that property owner, so he owns like the whole parcel, but he was gonna sell us a tiny little portion of it so we could put the well on there. But he just came to us this month and was like, oh, I'm actually looking into selling the property, so if you guys can't commit to building the well on there by the end of the month, I'm going to be selling it. So we're like, well, we can't commit because we don't know if the state's going to allow us to build on that property because there's septic and like a gas station nearby. So we can't commit, just sell it. And then we started looking into other properties and we found this one on Rona. I'll let him talk about that in a second. But first, the design and specs, the funding for that expires on September 1st, 2026. So we want to try to get the property all set before then. And at a later time, we're going to get a grant for the actual drilling of the well. We don't have that yet, but we're going to look into that after. We're going to apply for it afterwards, and that's probably going to be like at least $2 million, maybe probably more.
At least. Maybe three.
What else?
So the water main comes down. I don't know if anybody could see the picture on the page 16 there, but the water main comes down under the freeway where that billboard is on the south of the freeway. And we would be able to tie in that well to that water main that feeds from tank one. So we'd have two wells pumping into tank one, which feeds the whole east side of Cabazon. So if there was ever future growth, that's what needs to happen in the first of all, anyway. So we're hoping that this property we can use to put us our second well for the east side over here and tie into that main. And it's like almost an acre instead of that property over here by the dinosaurs wasn't even the size of this room. So, and we don't even think the state would let us use it because of the septics and the fuel station.
For this one, we don't know for sure if the state would allow it. It looks likely, though, that they would allow it. We did ask someone from the state, and he said he didn't see any issues right off the bat, but they would have to do, like, an actual review of it. But we're having our engineers look into it, and then they're going to let me know by the end of this week if they notice anything, any, like, fatal flaws. So we wouldn't actually commit to purchasing it, if you guys vote on it, until we get the okay from Krieger and Stewart. The engineers.
How does that kind of affect that neighborhood there with us putting that in there, though? Because that neighborhood has had a terrible past couple years with the Harrows living right there next to that property and the baby being killed there, and then the people across the street's place burning down and all that. They've just had a really difficult time on that street.
It would just be a block well. Maybe
it wouldn't
a
be
room
here because it'd be inside of a room that would contain the noise. Kind of thinking the reason why they're selling that property is because of what happened to the baby.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So they're going to review the property and then let you know if you can build on it. And then that could be covered under grant funding to build it?
So the actual purchase of the property would not be grant funded. We have to have a property for it. But the drilling of the well, that would be...
Yeah.
$2 or $3 million talk about.
So right now there's a grant fund for a test well.
Yeah.
That's the money that's going to expire in September.
September 1st.
Yeah. Okay. So we have to use that money or it's going to expire.
But the test well, they ended up changing it to just the full design for a production well. The funding isn't for a test well anymore because that would have been pointless. They were going to put a test well in, take it out, and fill it.
Okay, so this is just a design for a well now.
Yeah, so we're like, let's just
a production well that we can
that.
Use.
So if that would work out, I don't see that would not be a good idea, as you said, with growth and things in the future.
Well, essentially, we're getting a new well for $130,000 instead of $3 million.
You know,
so this is a discussion action. We need an action item. We need a yay or a nay for this.
What we are asking is for approval to purchase the property as so long as Krieger and Stewart doesn't see anything, whatever I have right here.
And
I think Krieger
thing,
and Stewart's preliminary review.
The other part of it is
Elm. We sold Elm, I believe, in November, December. We sold the property over there, and we got $93,000 out of that. So we were going to try to take that money that from the property that we sold and put it towards this property here.
Mm-hmm.
A motion to approve the purchase of the property for new production well pending Krieger and Stewart's review.
So motion to approve the purchase of the property for a new production well pending Krieger and Stewart's preliminary review of the site made by Director Carlin and second by Director Perez. Director Keith?
Aye.
Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin? Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
Board Chair Tincher?
Aye. All right. And we've got another important discussion action item here. We need to reschedule July 21st board meeting because the one that runs this meeting, we cannot do the meeting without her, will not be here. It's a very good reason, because we cannot do this meeting without her here.
So I'm going to be gone that whole week, so I wanted to make sure July 14th works for you guys.
Works for me.
Yeah, I think I'm good on
it. Yeah, I don't think we really need to vote on it if that's, you guys all agree, if that's fine.
Why is it a discussion action item?
I mean, we could vote on it if you want. It just, I think we all kind of...
Okay.
If you want to make it all formal, but I don't think...
Make sure she doesn't have to cancel her vacation.
No, she won't even have her phone, so we can't even Zoom it. Let's see. Number three is the discussion community involvement. Do we have any community involvement?
Taffy sent me a couple flyers, so I put them under tab 2. They're all black and white, though. And actually, Carrie gave me flyers for the cleanup day, which is on May 2nd. And then, yeah, the free health clinic thing. Is that in Moreno Valley? Is that where that is? Yeah.
It's a test one, and if it does good there, then they're going to bring one here.
Okay. And that's, I think, it. I don't think there's any big holidays coming up over there, so.
Well, that's it. Well, then let's move on to old business.
Nothing there.
How about an update from Cabazon Water District Operations Manager report?
Well, too, we're still trying to get that scheduled. There, that company is very, very busy, so they're trying to fit us in. The second line item is about the property that we're looking at, so we just discussed that for the state-funded well. The new billing system is up, as you guys all probably know, that so we're able to take credit card payments. I think she had some issues with that.
Yeah, on here it says there's been no issues so far, but that's not true. I don't know if any of you guys pay online, but the web portal isn't working for some people. I guess the new system doesn't like it when there's any spaces or special characters in their username. So if they're not able to log in, they should try resetting their password or creating a new user, or they can call our office and we can do it on our end. It only is happening with some people, though, because we're still getting payments. It's just some people are having issues. So that's that. But other than that, everything is way better with the new system. It's a lot quicker, so we like it. And then last one.
And then last, I only mentioned this because our new employee is going to a state, a week-long training up in Sacramento, and we actually got that funded through Sacramento Pass because they had a free voucher, so I'm not even sure if Sarah was aware of that, but yeah, the state, I believe it's Cal Rural Water had given a voucher to Matt, and then Matt handed that to us, so we were able to use that week-long.
And it was like a night. So it's normally $1,100 for that week-long course, and it's like basically that covers, does that cover all the courses they need for their D2?
Yeah.
So we were like, well, let's see if Sacramento Pass can book it because they would get a $200 discount since they're a member. And they were like, oh, we'll get back to you tomorrow. And then the next day they're like, we actually have a voucher. We'll cover the whole thing. So we're like, oh, wow, that was great. So we were hoping for a $200 discount. We got an $1,100 discount because
cool.
of them.
That's it?
That's it.
Short and sweet.
And then the SCADA quote came in today, but which was already approved last month, but it ended up being $27,000 to add SCADA for well 4, which was less than what we were expecting.
Yeah. We were verbally quoted for 30, and it's 27. So.
All right. Well, how about discussion updates for reports on meetings attended by Cabazon Water District Boards of Directors?
I'm going to let Nala do her stuff on there. I just like to mention that for the San Bruno Pass Regional Water Agency, they did do updates. But they did have a lot of talk about Chromium 6, and I found it very interesting that by some of the places, I think Banning was one, and Cherry Valley was, is that their deeper wells that the readings have been really bad on, they found if they backfill them that and make their wells more shallow in those areas, that their readings become in compliance, and I thought that was very interesting. So
strange.
Yeah. But some of the deeper wells that had such high readings, when they backfilled them some, it didn't. And I was just like, that was very interesting because they were so worried about how much it was going to cost to put in systems and everything to get them in compliance. And so their worst ones, they ended up doing that too. And then all that.
Interesting.
Well, I was not prepared to fully speak. Mostly it was the Chromium 6. There was a lot of discussion with a lot of different water districts having issues with Chromium 6, which was kind of scary and concerning. But the backfill comment is something I had noted. I don't know how much we work with other water districts, but I did take note that the Morongo band team, Daniel, is going to be taking over the admin role while someone retires. John retires.
John Covington.
Yeah. I did not get the last name. I was taking it all in. That was a longer meeting than I thought it was going to be. And then it was mostly about the chromium. I know, I put Lance, but I don't know who Lance works for. I did not take note of that.
Yeah.
But they got their seventh Gila hydrant put in, and it is about to be completed. And then it was just like a lot of notes about different, like new wells are being drilled by the new Amazon, and Cherry Valley had 45,000 acre feet of storage water, which seemed really crazy, but I don't know if we do anything with them, like them having a huge surplus, if we buy water from them or if we only buy from Sarah's team.
We can't get water from anybody up there.
Okay.
We just pay for it. We don't get it.
But I don't really have much more than that. I just took a lot of notes, and they all felt really random to me.
I think it will make more sense the more meetings you attend, because
yeah,
I know it's a lot. There's all these different agencies.
Just the different places saying what's going on, and then they'll have other times where they'll have a lot of presentations and everything for everybody.
Oh, and then the Senate Bill SB 1001 about the IDs. There was a lot of conversation about people in the water district having access to get into areas of emergency because of the IDs, and that bill may affect it.
Like it might get rid of it, or
they're supposed to be changing.
I was just talking about that today because I'm like, I have it all done. I just need to type in their information, but I've been so busy and put the pictures on.
Copy of mine.
Yeah, I have that. I like copied it. I have the template already done. I just need to put like each person's information, but. You said, what was it called?
The Senate Bill
1001, is that what you said?
SB 1001.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on to update with San Antonio Pass Water Agency Director, Sarah Warkop.
Hello. So a couple things going on. So we did the snowpack is usually done on April 1st, right? So we can see for all of California how much water is in the Sierras. You can see the grass in the background. So they still do the ceremonial, like put it in the 0 inches of snow in the high Sierras now. Just it was a lot of hot and rain, so a lot of the snow is gone. So we're still at, the whole state of California is at like a 30% allocation for that. I know that doesn't affect you guys, but I just want you guys to be aware of all that. We are going to be working on the site's decision for the site's reservoir, which is water that is basically going to be excess flood water. We're going to be voting on this. This is coming to fruition sooner and sooner. So that will be coming soon. Basically, it's a way for us to gather water that would be lost under the Golden Gate Bridge out to the ocean. So this will be voting on this probably by the end of this year.
We're going to try and capture it?
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So we're going to capture it, and then when we release it, it's actually good for the trout, I believe, because the way the water is actually, so it's beneficial all the ways around sites. It's an amazing project. That will be coming soon. We did kind of go over the Cal Rural Water stuff, so please, if there are more benefits in Cal Rural Water, I want you guys looking for them and bring them to us. Be like, hey, we need this, or we need a needs assessment, or, you know, whatever we have in there, ways that we can help. The County Line Road Work project that's going on in Cala Mesa, which is Cala Mesa is going to be getting a recharge station. That's moving forward. They're relining a pipe right now. I think they have an open invitation to go watch. Oh, did you guys go today? Yeah, the open invitation for that. I noticed when you guys called in, I did want to point out that Banning did have a couple Zoom bombs on. We've never had that problem here, but if there's a quick way to turn off the recording or end the phone call, Banning had a couple of really inappropriate people spouting off a lot of bad words on their Zoom calls. So.
I guess just we'll end the call. It's a teleconference thing, so I could just
yeah.
Okay.
Well, I know you had a mod. That was the first time I heard you had like a moderator.
That's us. Yeah, it's just us. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
We also do, with the IERDC, we do classes. We do classwork. So tomorrow, actually, they're doing two classes in Cabazon School. They're going to Mr. Week's class, and they're going to Miss Crozier's class tomorrow. So we're going to do a water presentation, a Know Your Water program with the littles. That's like my favorite part of this whole job is going in the classes with the kids. Hopefully I can be there. And then what else is going on? SoCal STEAM, so this is the Solar Boats program. So Banning Unified, the juniors at Banning Unified have a chance, if they're in the AP Physics Club, they have a chance to participate in this event. And it is at Yucaipa Regional Park. And basically, they build a boat that's run on solar power, and they get to do races with the boats. They get to do, you know, they get to do a couple different, it's a 3-day camping event in Yucaipa. So that's going to be going on the weekend of May 2nd. And other than that, I don't know if anybody knows Dan Hughes for Beaumont, Cherry Valley. He was you guys may have seen him. He was in service for 26 years. He just passed away. There's no word on services or anything for that yet. And then, I still have the LinkedIn for Cabazon Water District. So anybody wants the LinkedIn, I can hand it off to.
I'll take it.
So,
do you guys have any questions for me?
All right.
It's fun. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, our youngest daughter.
Yeah, Sarah did solar boat 3 years straight.
Oh, nice. Looks really good on college applications too, doesn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the AP Physics has got on college applications.
Yeah. Okay, do we have any public comments? Come on, I know we have public. Public have comments.
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. Perturbs me a little to see water running down the street.
I was waiting for that one.
Who's going to pay for that?
We all are, so.
All right.
Very close to the water district, or water office, just saying.
Future agenda items and comments. Let's see, future agenda items, anybody?
I just wondered if we have any information about generators yet. Anything?
No. Suggested agenda items from the public?
The generators, I didn't put that on the agenda.
How about from management?
No, we can mention that at the meeting on Thursday, though, about the generators.
Board members?
No. We have in 2 months, we'll have the budget on the agenda. Next month, we'll have it for just the finance committee, and then in 2 months, we'll have the budget for all of you guys.
Management comments? Board member comments?
Can we update the committee?
Yeah, somebody's slacking.
Yeah.
She's really slacked off this week.
Yeah, I saw that today, like as the meeting was starting, I was like, oops.
Got dates wrong. Hasn't updated the page.
She's excited about her trip, so she's ready to turn it
up. All right, well, down here at this other section, it says miscellaneous items. You guys can all read that. And below that, there's another word.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I second.
Okay, motion to adjourn at 6:24, made by Board Vice Chair Brock, second by Director Carlin, Director Keith,
aye.
Director Perez,
aye.
Director Carlin,
aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock,
aye.
And Board Chair Tincher.
Aye.
I think I did that one.
I think it was 6:23.
Yeah, there was one time.